Rock Podcast. I'm Seth.
I'm Marissa. Hi, friend.
Hey.
How's life?
You know, I'm hanging in.
Cool.
How are you?
Same.
What's the spring doing where you are?
Oh, I don't know. I showed outside. It was kind of cold.
It's cold today.
Not too bad. It was like horribly windy yesterday. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah, it's been going
frightening
around
to be outside. But but it's fine, you know. Yeah. Pretty cool.
We are what a treat we have today.
What a treat we have in store.
We are discussing the band Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind. Blind in the third eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3EB.
3EB. You know, I didn't even I didn't spend any time this week thinking about the name of this band for some reason.
I mean, I've thought about it a bit.
I don't think I've ever thought about it.
I mean, it feels pretty straightforward, I guess. Yes. The third eye, the what is that called? Mm-hmm. I want to say a chakra, but I don't know.
Oh, is it? Is that what it is?
No idea. It just sounds good.
We should really lean into never looking anything up ever for this podcast. God. I should have
looked it up. The third eye.
No, I don't think we should. I think this should be just about like us like completely winging it at all times.
That's a cool idea, but that's not usually what we do.
No, it's not. Usually we.
But should we start never looking things up again?
Are you looking it up now?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Okay.
The third eye is a mystical and esoteric invisible eye, usually depicted as located on the forehead, which provides perception beyond ordinary sight. In Indian spiritual traditions, the third eye refers to the Ajna chakra. So I was right. It is a chakra.
Yeah. These guys are blind in it.
Yeah, they're blind in it. These guys.
What? That's funny. Were you into this band back then, back in the day?
Excuse me. No, I wasn't. Were you?
I would say I wasn't either. It's like a band where my sister had the CD.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was thinking about that. Like, if you were a little bit younger when this band like was popular, maybe you wouldn't like. I feel like to me, I felt like they were like it was like not cool to like this band.
Absolutely,
because we were like seniors in high school, maybe.
Well, the
maybe
first album younger. Came out in 97.
97?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. It's so weird because we'll talk about the songs, and I was like, for some reason, thinking about how. In my mind, it feels as though these songs came out like spread apart in years, like vast years. Like some of them feel deeply enmeshed in like the freshman experience. Like,
what's the milieu?
The freshman milieu. And then others, I'm like, I was fully a senior in high school, like a very different energy connected to them. But that's so weird. It did all come out in the same year of 1997.
Well, I do think there was something going on where it felt like singles were being released from that first album for like a while. Like that album was so popular.
True.
What you're saying about like I wanted to get into this idea of like uncoolness because like that's definitely my memory of like when I think about this band, I think of like over and over again over the like subsequent years since the first album came out in 97 having this feeling of like, oh man, Third Eye Blind, that band sucks, and then like listening to these songs and being like, wow, these songs rule. Over and over.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I listened to even prior to us launching this podcast, I feel like I listened to a lot of 90s music, especially when like exercising. Like, I feel like when I exercise, it's like my only requirement is that I like know all the words and there's like some kind of an upbeatness happening, which leaves me.
Do you sing along while you're exercising?
Oh, of course not. But I like feel like I need to know the words for some reason or I'll be annoyed and then I'll like I can't be annoyed about anything additional when I'm already like taxing my physical body.
Miserably grinding through a workout. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this band will come on and I'll like enjoy the songs I hear. Cause I've like now I just like embrace that like some of their songs are good. But yeah, I didn't think they were cool at the time.
Right. It's one of the real gifts of growing up to like care less and less about coolness.
Very
don't you
true.
Think?
Really yeah. a gift. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they only had what two else? Albums in the 90s, and they it definitely feels like something that was like, we were like, as people who graduated high school in the year 2000, we were like just slightly too old to like be like really impressed by this band.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Right. Like we were very impressed by lesser bands in earlier years of our lives.
100%. Yeah. What's a lesser band?
Well, like, I mean, whatever. Like we've talked about, I mean, Seven Mary Three. Like we've talked about bands
how dare
that we
you?
Were
no,
impressed
I'm just
by. I'm not saying lesser, but like whatever. Like
we're going to always come back to that first episode of this podcast.
Amazing.
That's so good.
But yeah, I don't know. Anything else? Anything else
about the band generally?
The band generally.
No, let's get into the songs. I think that's where the like rich stuff lives.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're right. I'm wondering.
Wait, no. Do you have something?
Well, no. I think I feel tempted to acknowledge a song that we didn't pick.
Oh, from the second
I don't
album.
Know when? Oh no. But oh, we could okay. acknowledge that one too.
No, go ahead. What did you want to? Oh, go ahead. I know where you're going.
But
with
I don't
this.
Know if we should do that now or at any point.
I don't know. I don't know. Follow your heart. Do you want to talk about it? We could talk about it.
Not like I want to talk about the song, but it feels like it merits a shout out.
Shout it out.
Okay. This this song is called Jumper.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately. And yeah. That is a song that neither of us chose. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in my mind, it's like, I'm surprised.
It's an important.
Because it's like one of their biggest songs, if not yeah. the biggest. I don't know.
It might be the biggest. It's definitely an important 90s text.
Yeah, an important 90s text for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you want to? Why didn't you pick it?
I mean, I guess I texted you this, like in my mind, it's always sort of been like demoted for the simple fact of its title. Like, I don't yeah. like that it's called Jumper. It's always bothered me.
Same here.
and then I don't know. It just always felt weirdly like on the nose.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Like, I was excited to hear it when I heard it. And I thought yeah. I might choose it, but I
on
didn't.
The nose is going to be, that's going to come up again on this podcast, I think.
But yeah, I was sort of surprised neither of us chose it, but I understand why.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you put the past away is a compelling thought. Though.
Amen. and my answer would be no.
Yeah, I would have to go with no.
No, I cannot. Well. Do you want to do your number three?
Oh my goodness. All right. So, my number three is called Graduate. I go fading, we can't let go. She goes walking by, it's the most I go. Keep wanting to say the graduate. The graduate. Graduate. I forgot all about the song. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, my notes, I took very few notes, and one of my notes is just, this song really rocks.
Totally. Yeah, like what my experience of like listening to the first Third Eye Blind album this past week was like, mm-hmm. I feel like the first three songs that I sort of like expected to hear came on, and then like there were these like dark horse contenders that came on later in the album that I was like, oh fuck, like I totally forgot about this song and it's so good. Yeah, I don't know, I feel like this song definitely, perhaps just because it's about graduating, like if I associate this song like deeply with senior year of high school.
Yeah, I was going to ask about this. Like, do you remember like how you felt about this, like as a high school student listening to a song called Graduate? Like,
oh, that's interesting.
Cuz like what you were saying about On the Nose, that was like my critique of the song, was that like I kind of remember feeling at the time like, I don't want people trying to like tell me how I feel about this shit.
I don't like, want people to encourage me to graduate.
No, like, or like, I don't know, you, like there was like the Vitamin C song, you know. Oh, there was, of course, like the there was like all song. This like graduation content coming out, especially because we were the class of 2000, and right. I just felt like all of it was like, yeah, I don't want it. I like, I don't know, I had
I
like a
it. I ate it up with a spoon.
That's great. I love that about you. It's my it's like not, it's not something I'm proud of, like the song rules.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think of it like a graduation song at all. In fact, the opposite. Why I love this song is that I think of graduation as like purely metaphorical in this song. Like, it's like graduation is, to graduate is like to experience an emotion. Yes. I feel like in this song, which I love.
Yes.
Also, like, it bears noting that my whole life I thought he said, come on, graduate.
That's hilarious.
But he actually says, can I graduate? Can I graduate? Which is also really good.
Somehow I knew that, even though I always mishear the lyrics. Did you read the Wikipedia entry for this one?
No.
Can I read a quote?
Please.
So he said, Stephen Jenkins said, explaining the meaning of the song, he said, Graduate is about after we got signed, and it's the process of getting signed. I'm still standing in front of some suit at a record company asking permission. I felt like some kind of lap dancer, some student again, and I was still in high school. Can I get my grade on my paper? What it's really saying is, I'm not really asking if I can graduate. I'm not asking for your permission. I'm beyond your permission. I'm beyond your control.
Whoa.
But I think like you're, based on that, I would say that you're right about it being a metaphor.
My reading of it being metaphorical. Yeah, I guess so.
Like that. Wow. It's like, can I graduate already? Like when am I old enough to like stop being treated this way?
Right. Oh yeah. Well, cause like graduate is, I would like to look up the word graduate.
Ooh, are you doing some etymology work here?
Yeah, I'm doing some etymology work. I don't know if that's what I'm doing, but
great.
Okay, yeah, we have like a person, a graduate, I think is what this is dealing with. The verb, successfully complete an academic degree, course of training, or high school. Two, arrange in a series or according to a scale. The stones were graduated in height from the lowest, blah, blah, blah.
Like a graduated cylinder.
A graduated cylinder. Yeah. Relating to graduate school education. All right. Yeah, that's like an adjective. We're not interested in that. No. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it just feels very like much about like a larger metaphor for like achieving some kind of like self-actualization. And then like also, yeah, like there's all this stuff about like posterity in the song. What does he say?
Ooh, I hadn't thought about the posterity piece.
Well, I mean, he says, can I graduate? Can I get my punk ass off the street? Can I look into the faces that I meet? This is the end. I'm not waiting here for you to die. Will this song live on long after we do? That is like a refrain in the song, which is interesting. It's very meta.
Yeah. Wow, you know? I never thought about that. Even though I can picture myself like singing along with that line.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never really thought about the meaning of it, but it's interesting that it's like a song about like their lasting, it's like about their lasting impact as a band in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what he had to say about the record company. I'm stuck on the lap dance. I don't like that.
I know. It does seem like maybe he's probably a jerk.
Yeah, it seems like
the lyrics to
this
song.
Yeah, based on like the catalog in its entirety. Right, I agree. I don't know why, but something about it.
Yeah.
I wrote the question format is working well as a container for the song's considerations.
Can I look into the faces that I meet? Can I get my punk ass off the street?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like it almost gives it a feeling of suspense. Like, it's like, don't you kind of leave the song wondering, like, if this person does, like, graduate, whatever that may mean?
Does he get his punk ass off the street?
Exactly.
In the end?
Yeah.
Good question. Will the song, but you've really got me thinking about, will the song live on long after we do?
Right.
Sorry. Well, go ahead.
Oh no. I was just going to add to that. He says won't die on the vine.
Oh yeah.
I want to knock it all down. I don't know. Like won't die on the vine.
Hmm.
It's very like Grapes of Wrath. Achieving one's potential or not.
Yeah, that's true. You know what's kind of sweet is talking to somebody like you? Like, go on fade out before I get stuck. Talking to somebody like you. Do you live the days you go through? Like, I like when somebody's like, when someone says someone like you. That's a good, like, yeah. I don't know. Like
the Adele, like when Adele says it, perhaps.
Yeah. I feel like this is a common. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Somebody like you, talking to somebody like you, do you live the days you go through? What a powerful philosophical question to ponder.
Mm. Yeah.
Living versus going through a day.
I feel what the difference is, but it's hard to articulate.
Yeah. I don't even know which one is more extreme.
Living's more extreme, right?
One could say going through is more passive.
Yeah. Don't you think? I don't know.
I guess. Living's pretty passive, though.
Oh, going I guess you could think about like going through is like going through it.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like it suggests a weightiness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh. A lot to think about.
So much.
So you were into, like, at the time, it felt like this, wait, what did you end up saying about, like, how this felt, like, as you were graduating? Like, was this, you were eating this kind of thing up?
I didn't think of this as a song about graduation.
Even then,
I don't
Interesting.
Think. I feel like I thought about it, because the way he says it, too, is, like, it's like, it doesn't, I don't know, like, that Vitamin C song, it's, like, very, like, what's the word? Bittersweet, like it's about
poignant.
Like graduation is like a very bittersweet experience, like it's like sad and happy at the same time, and
right.
This song doesn't feel that way. It just feels like too excited,
yeah,
like to be
true.
About I don't know, so it does sort of like the idea of graduating. I didn't think of it as a song about graduating. I thought of it as like cool that he says graduate in a song that doesn't feel like it's about the emotion behind like high school graduation. I don't know.
I see what
Although
you
I
mean.
Suppose you could yell, "Can I graduate?" the way he does while throwing a graduation cap. Can't you imagine
Ooh.
That?
Did I ever throw a graduation cap?
When
we graduated college, did we throw the caps?
Did we? I have no idea. I feel
do you
like
remember
we
that we were?
Have.
Do you remember that we got? We were sitting with each other because we both had the weird build-your-own major.
Oh yes.
So bizarre.
So weird. Oh, wow. Yeah, I do kind of remember that. But I don't remember if we threw our caps.
I don't either.
Why would you? How could we not have? Experiencing a graduation, like, You can't go all the way there, dress up, and not throw the cap.
I can't believe I even went when I think back on it in retrospect. I definitely never went to another one.
Well, I didn't either go to another one, but I'm glad we went.
I'm glad we were there together. It's true.
So many emotions.
Any other graduate thoughts?
Oh, I guess I just wanted to mention when he says, I'm not waiting here for you to die. Sort of like brings a real gravity into this song.
Is that just like you're like, you know, you're like going through life with like people who seem sort of like aimless and like you want more?
Oh, maybe. I guess like I feel like with all the other stuff in their songs is about like drugs. I started thinking like, could it be like a a girlfriend, like a drug situation where like, I don't know. I just, that's where my head goes when I hear that line.
I feel like we've been talking about a lot of songs like that in recent, like there, like there's like the Hootie and the Blowfish conversation and then the like.
I feel like it's more, for some reason it feels, well, the Hootie song, it's like, I guess those are young women, on drugs, but I don't think of them the same way.
No, me neither. It just like when you were saying that, it just reminded me of those other.
True. Anyway, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, now we talked about what we were going to do next and now I don't remember.
We talked about a couple different options. So
a little peek behind the curtain here.
Follow our hearts, I guess. All right. I mean, your number three is my number one, and we have the same number two. So we were thinking we would go to the number two next.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to name it?
Sure. Our mutual number two is Semi-Charmed Life. I believe in the sand beneath my toes. The beats gives a feeling and a deep feeling. I believe in the faith that grows. And the full light gold can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. And when the plague came in, she said she was crossing. The velvet equipped in the sea, which is on the earth to feel alive. And now I'm struggling to survive those days you were wearing that velvet dress. You're the priestess, I must confess. Those little red panties, they pass the test. Must look around the belly, face down on the mattress one. And you hold me. We are broken. Still it's not it. I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the toss now, locked down in a smile. But nothing is alright. Alright. Sure. My third eye blind.
A semi-charmed life.
Semi-charmed kind of life.
Semi-charmed life is the name, though.
Yeah, semi-charmed life. Isn't that what I said?
Well, then you said a semi-charmed kind of life, which is what he says in the song, of course.
Yeah, that's a lyric. Sorry, that's not the title. Yeah. Okay, one thing about this song. One of the great, like, do-do-do songs.
Oh, God. Too much. Yeah, no, it's true. The do-do-do is, like, it's a little, it's kind of annoying. But it's great.
It is. But it's like, you know, every generation has a few of their own do-do-do songs.
Right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, it's a good formation of do-do-do-dos.
I agree. You were going to say something, though.
Oh, well, I just was thinking about the title. No, I was thinking about the title. A Semi-Charmed Life.
Yeah. Is a Semi-Charmed Life good or bad?
Well, I feel like a charmed life is kind of like a life of privilege, right?
Right.
Like you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Exactly.
If you live a charmed life. So like what is a semi-charmed life? It's a weird concept. It's sort of ambiguous. Good or bad.
Right. Is it about a kind of ambivalence? I get this like feeling when I listen to the song of like, I don't want ambivalence. I want like all the way good or all the way bad.
You know? Or the speaker of the song?
The speaker. Thank you. Yeah, the speaker.
Right. The speaker wants something
extremes.
to get through this semi-charmed kind of life.
Oh my God.
Right. They want an extreme. Absolutely. It's a song of extremes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Semi-charmed life. I guess I feel frustrated by it as a title. More. It's inconclusive. Like, what does it mean to have a semi-charmed life? Like, it's like,
well, a does life the song of privilege. Tell us?
I don't feel the song is like examining privilege. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't feel like the person of the song is like lucky. I feel honestly like the song title almost has nothing to do with the content of the song or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of it.
Yeah, it's a good point. I guess like what I get out of the phrase semi-charmed life is that feeling of like wanting more. Something else.
Oh yeah. Well, let's just, oh yeah, I want something else to get me through this semi-charmed kind of life. I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. Odd.
That sucks, yeah.
You think it sucks?
What I mean, like, sometimes people can say goodbye to you, you know?
Oh, like he's not going to listen. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that reading certainly sucks. Like he's just refusing to like hear someone doesn't want to be with him. That's a good point.
Thanks.
I don't know. It's a song about depravity.
I was going to say, how scandalized were you by the lyrics to this at the time? And how scandalized do you remain?
I was not scandalized at the time. Have become scandalized. I feel like I became scandalized on an elliptical like 5 years ago.
Incredible.
What about you?
I was scandalized at the time. I was like,
oh, you were?
I never
noticed the lyrics at the time.
Yeah, I guess I had never like, it felt really unique to have a pop song talking about like going down on someone, like, or like.
Wait, does he even talk about it? What were you scandalized by?
Tell yeah, like the line, she comes round and she goes down on me. And then I was scandalized a little bit by doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break.
Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break.
I didn't even understand like the references to like bump. Back then,
oh,
for
right.
sure.
So yeah, let's where is that?
Then I bumped up, I took a hit that I was given, then I bumped again, then I bumped again.
Right. How do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside
and that line.
You?
Yeah.
You were scandalized at the time?
A little bit, yeah.
Totally over my head. I don't think I even noticed any of these lyrics, I guess.
Oh, I noticed and I was like, wow.
Well, then at the end, it's like, right, she said she was crashing. The velvet, it rips in the city. We tripped on the urge to feel alive. Mm. Now I'm struggling to survive. Those days, you were wearing that velvet dress. You're the priestess, I must confess. Those little red panties, they pass the test. Slides up around the belly, face down on the mattress. Really,
yeah.
Really? It's a yeah, it's like a life of sex and drugs that we're experiencing here.
Yeah. And like, I think I know that like lots of songs like are about that, but this was like so explicit about
it. It's very, yeah. It is super explicit and like visceral.
By the way, the lyric, you're the priestess, I must confess, was like really good to me this week. I just like, for some reason, that line like really works on me.
So, okay.
Priestess.
You're the priestess. I know, I like that too. It's pretty good. I mean, someone, okay, like a wise man once told me that this song was like about a romance with drugs in a way that suggested to me that it was not even about a girl.
Mm.
Like that the girl is like a metaphor for drugs.
That could be. Yeah.
You think?
Well, there, you know that how like when sometimes with poems, like, I don't know if you, how you feel about this, but like,
I don't know if there, you know poems.
No, I'm going to talk about the you.
Sure.
And like how like, I have this weird relationship with the you where I feel like
we've talked about this.
Yeah, where the you is always changing for me, like mid poem, kind of. And it feel this does feel like that kind of thing where like the people. This is not a song about one, like the relationship parts of this song are not about like one person. I don't think
bouncing about multiple people or
just like bouncing around through a whole life of experience kind of like.
Can you point to examples?
I don't have any evidence for it, but like it just feels like it's moving around. It's like, what's a good, like, I speak to you like a chorus, like the chorus to the verse, like, feels like it could be talking about a different person than you're the priestess. I must that I don't know if it's consistent, but like I would acknowledge that a part of that is just that like that's like that you that like my own conception of like you in quotes like bounces around a lot. Like
no, totally. But I feel like for me this song is, I feel like it's totally about one relationship, and my question isn't like whether or not the you is moving. It's more about like, I feel like the song to me feels like it's about like, it's the same thing I think I was bringing this into the previous song we talked about, like this idea of like, I'm not gonna wait for you to die. Like I feel like it's like, I feel like the song is about like a romance that's like chaotic and like, what's the word, like just like filled with passion and like insanity,
burning bright,
right? But like, yeah, like kind of like doomed or something,
right?
But like also really fun, and I wonder if it's about a girl who the speaker is like in love with or having this relationship with, or if it's like if the girl is simply representative of like crystal meth.
It could be. Yeah.
It could certainly be. But it's I don't know. It's interesting.
I maybe I don't even want to be locked down that much. Like it feels like it's about crystal meth and a girl and maybe many girls and like maybe other stuff too. Like I mean, like so much of it is so like general, like when I'm with you, I feel like I could die. You know, it's like,
and that would be all right. Wow.
That could very easily be about drugs, and it could very easily be about a person, and like probably is about both.
Yeah. Well, that's my, like, I feel for some reason very strongly that it's like not about many people, I suppose.
Oh, okay. I see. I feel
strongly that it's about like one relationship, but I'm like curious if it could be like the girl. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like we're there, like the whole thing of like, the panties and like the all the sex that's happening, is he making love to the drug?
Oh yeah.
Like these are the questions that I find myself like it's thinking about,
that it really is like purely extended metaphor.
Yeah, that's a question that I'm considering.
I'm open to the possibility.
Yeah, I don't know, it was suggested.
I don't think you can exclude
once.
It yeah
yeah
a wi- like by it. A wise man, you said
a wise man. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Huh. You don't meet those every day.
She's got her jaws now locked down in a smile.
Yeah,
I
that
won't
kills
run
me.
For my life. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot happening in this song.
There's a lot of parts of this song that like really move me when they come along. Like the line, the four right chords can make me cry. That kills me for some reason.
Oh, God. Well, wait. What is the chords? Is that the part where he says, oh, yeah, it's in that same section. I believe in the sand beneath my toes. The beach gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and that four right chords can make me cry. And when I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be all right. That's really good.
It's really good.
And the poetry of like, the sky was gold. It was rose. I was taking sips of it through my nose.
Incredible.
Oh, I wish I don't know. What were you going to say? Because you wanted to mention
it's the line, the sky was gold. It was rose is so beautiful.
It's so good. You're You're right.
To go from gold to rose? I've never heard it before. I've never heard rose the sky gold. Described that way.
Right. And like you're sucking the sky into your nose. Incredible.
Taking sips of it through my nose. So good.
I feel like that reminds me of, for some reason, this thing in like the 90s, I remember this like audio of like Perry Farrell for Jane's Addiction. I think that's who it was. Talking about like, he was like, I capture the like the audience's energy and like I cup it in my hands and then I sip it.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, I just remember that. Oh, reminds me of that. Sipping Beautiful. It through the nose. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good song.
Really good.
It lives on. It really does live on for me, this song.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay. I think we're going to do my number one now.
All right.
And my number one is How's It Going to Be?
I'm only pretty sure that I can't take anymore before you take a swing. I wonder, what are we fighting for? When I say out loud, I wanna get out of this. I wonder, is there anything I'm gonna miss? I wonder how it's gonna be when you don't know me. How's it gonna be? So I'm not there. How's it gonna be when there's no one there to talk to between you and me? 'Cause I don't care. How's it gonna be?
How's it going to be?
I can't believe it's not just called How's It Gonna Be.
I know, it's really incredible that it's called How's It Going to Be.
What are we doing here, Third Eye Blind?
Did you watch any of the videos?
I didn't.
Okay. No. Didn't have a chance, but I'm sure they're great. Yeah. I mean, this song is a fucking gut punch.
It kills me.
I told you this week, I was like, I can barely listen to this song. It's too harrowing. Life's hard enough.
Yeah.
Like, you can pick it if you want, but I'm not going near it with like a fucking 10-foot pole.
And now here we are. But now I'm like afraid to talk about it. The one thing about it that I was thinking about today is that this song is like this articulation of this, like, I think I've said on this podcast like before that I like never get over anything, basically. But like, but I do, like, it's also true that I'm like still alive, even though like things have upset me in the past, you know?
Sure.
So like, but I was thinking about how, like, when you get dumped, for example, there's like, you feel really sad about getting dumped for a while. Mm-hmm. And then you feel maybe like really like angry about like the person like forgetting about you or whatever. Mm. But then the worst part is that there's this moment where you stop feeling like angry or upset. And then you like have a moment where you realize like, oh, I'm not even angry about, like, it's all over. It's just over.
Right.
And like this song, when he gets around to like, how's it going to be when you don't know me? How's it going to be when you're sure I'm not there? But like specifically, how's it going to be when you don't know me? Like imagining that future time when it's just like meaningless and over. It just kills me.
It's like murderous.
Yeah.
Makes me
a
sick.
Beautiful articulation of like a really dark feeling.
Yeah. And like, I feel like the space that this song lives in is also upsetting. Like, it's like, I don't think of it as like the speaker was dumped. I think of it as like, they're like, excuse me. I feel like the speaker's like at a precipice. Mm. Like, I mean, we begin with, yeah. I'm only pretty sure that I can't take anymore.
Yeah.
Before you take a swing, I'll just read the whole song. Before you take a swing, I wonder, what are we fighting for? When I say out loud, I want to get out of this. I wonder, is there anything I'm going to miss? So that is also like kills me, because it's like the speaker it's like imagining saying words that you haven't said yet. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's very upsetting. It's like, yeah, like I feel like it's like this moment of like being in like this like limbo space or like on the precipice of like ending a relationship, but like not, only pretty sure that you can't take anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, there's something very powerful about like the positionality of the speaker that's like not there yet or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the middle of the feeling.
Kind scared of, to or, even like articulate it.
Yeah, yeah. And it, I mean, it could be like even, yeah, when I said about a breakup, I'm like, that's like purely just an example like of something the song makes me think about.
No,
but
totally.
Like, but it could, I mean, like, yeah, there's like, I mean, we talked about like Jumper briefly earlier, but there's definitely like suicide in the song, and a relationship is only like one thing.
Definitely suicide in the song.
Just alluded to, like, I'm only pretty sure the part you just read. I mean, like, is there anything I'm gonna miss? Like that could
suicide?
Definitely.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
I can't take anymore. I just think like. I don't think it's like definitely about that. I just think it's like there.
No, it's there now that you're mentioning it. I mean, I just feel like I thought it was more like a breakup.
That's how I feel about it too.
The way they talk. Yeah, like the relationship stuff where we used to laugh. There's a shouting match.
Yeah.
Sharp as a thumbnail scratch. Oh boy.
I was thinking about the hammock earlier.
A silence I can't ignore, like the hammock by the doorway we spent time in. Swings empty. Don't see lightning like last fall when it was always about to hit me.
Incredible.
Okay. Poet laureate.
Poet laureate of the weather.
The hammock we spent time in. Oh, we spent time in is very like, I like how it's like not really specific.
We shared time.
We spent time in a hammock.
We had times together.
When it was always about to hit me. Oh, man.
Want to get myself back in again. The soft dive of oblivion. Yeah, I don't know. I guess like. Yeah, there is like a sort of like really, this band is like really like nihilistic at times.
That's a perfect word for it.
But in these like, in such a pop way, like, although right. I would say like, you know, I listened to the first two albums like pretty exclusively over this week. And like,
do they have others?
Well, no, what I was going to say is like, I'm giving them all this credit for having like really great songs. But like,
yeah, I guess they do have later albums.
There were only, yeah, they have lots of later albums, okay. But like, I wouldn't say, like, fewer than half the songs are songs that I liked, and it's not like they were just, like, churning out pop hits, but, right. Like, they did have, like, four or five, like, enormous pop hits that are,
oh,
like,
man.
It's just so weird that, like, the way we're talking about this song right now, that this was, like, a pop hit.
Yeah, it was. No, it's true.
It was.
I mean, like, yeah, like that part you were just talking about, like, want to get myself back in again, the soft dive of oblivion, and then I want to taste the salt of your skin, the soft dive of oblivion. I mean, I feel like that part is like so, like I don't even know. It's just like the longing. Or the like feeling, like it's like, I don't know, it's just sad to me. Like it's like, it's like, I feel like the song is about like this like very sad space of like trying to like figure out a relationship. And it's just like I want to taste the salt of your skin. Yeah. Although it's also beachy, the soft dive of oblivion, like a beachy suicide, I guess.
Yeah, the last song had beach stuff in it too. Yeah.
Wait, true. Did it?
Didn't it? I feel like we were talking about beaches at some point. What was the beach? Oh, the beach gives a feeling, an earthy feeling.
Oh, yeah, they are. I wonder if they're like, are these beach goers? Are they surfers? Was there a surf? Maybe
they're San Francisco people, right?
Are they? Oh, my God.
It was a San Francisco band.
Really? Yeah. I feel like there was something that sounded kind of surfish on one of the songs.
Could be.
Yeah, he surfs. Stephen Jenkins. Third Eye Blind Stephen Jenkins on surfing. San Francisco. Whoa. Aw, that's cute.
Riding the wave.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to do your number one?
Oh my God. All right. My number one is your number three.
Three.
You also picked it.
I did, yeah.
It's called Losing a Whole Year.
And
what a song! I told you, like, when we decided to talk about this band, I opened Spotify. I opened the first album, like clicked on the first album, and I saw the first song, Losing. I just saw the words, Losing a Whole Year. And it was like my whole body filled with chills. Like, I remembered the song, and I was just like, I just forgot it existed entirely. And yeah. I feel like the ratio of like its awesomeness to like how much I forgot it existed just like really blew me away.
What you just described, that's the All Our Pretty Songs equation. That's like the like that's like what we're doing here is like trying to find the most extreme version of that ratio, you know?
Yes. No, it's so true. And when it happens, it's so good.
It's the best. I also wanted to say part of why I secretly wanted to talk about this song last is that like today while I was going back through the songs, mm-hmm. it like this is the best Third Eye Blind song. It just
I
is.
Agree. Wait, why yeah. did you choose it as your number one?
I like 2 days ago, I didn't feel that way. You know,
you were,
like
you
I
were Third Eye Blind.
I was Third Eye Blinded by the. No, I like. I mean, I do. I love How's It Gonna Be so much. It is my number one. I got, you know,
it's
they're
really
all great.
Good. They're all really like, good.
This song is like
across the board.
This song, like, what a masterpiece.
Oh my God.
What a title.
Such an incredible title.
What is
like,
it?
Like, what a wonderful container for a story.
I know.
Losing a whole year, it actually compelled me. Did you read that book, My Year of Rest and Relaxation?
I haven't read
by
it.
By Otessa
Moshfe.
I took it out from the library and read it almost completely this week because
you
of
did?
The song.
That's awesome.
Because it just made me think of the concept of like losing a whole year. Like it feels, I don't know, you feel in conversation.
Totally.
But yeah, I mean the phrase, like I think it's like the open-endedness of it.
Yeah.
The gerund. What do you think?
Yeah, the gerund. I'm glad you brought up like just reading a novel because the gerund feels novelistic and it's like ooh. Like there are lots of novel titles that are like I don't know, like isn't that, that it feels like a construction that you would use for a title of something.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Blanking
what
the blank blank.
Of?
Like I don't know. Like
what is it? There must be one that we're thinking of. Right. I don't know.
The only phrase I could think of is losing my religion right now.
Oh, that's good. My only phrase I could think of is like the Yeats poem that's like twirling and whirling through the whatever. I'm like, don't think of that. Stop thinking of it.
Twirling we should write something called twirling and whirling through the whatever.
What is it? What is it?
I can't remember.
Fuck.
Should I Google it?
I guess I'll Google it. This
is your internet gonna?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Wait, what? Isn't it the second coming?
Losing a whole year.
Is this not the poem?
The ever in the widening gyre. That
yes.
thing. Yeah.
Twirling and whirling in the widening gyre. The falcon.
I don't think it's twirling and whirling.
Yes, probably not.
It is the second coming. Is the poem you're thinking of?
What the fuck?
Wait, hold on.
No, I want to find it first.
I already got turning and turning.
Oh, that's not as good as twirling and whirling.
Note to William Butler Yeats.
I suggested in workshop that he change it to twirling and whirling.
How do I go into suggestion mode here on the Poetry Foundation website?
What I thought it was twirling and whirling through the widening gyre. The falcon cannot see the falconer. It's what I thought it was.
Oh, C is amazing. C.
Incredible. So yeah. Clearly they're referencing this poem with losing a whole year. Well, yeah, losing my religion, obviously. But you're right. Like, it's like the idea of like some like a gerund phrase with the ing feels like a construction for naming something that is really grand and like powerful. I don't know. Yeah.
I also think a year is a really emotional amount of time.
You're right. Oh my God. It so is.
Like that, like if someone's like, that was the year when blah, blah, blah. Or like,
yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Like it's like, it is. It's an incredible title, Losing a Whole Year. It really is. And then like the way they say it in the song is so good.
Yeah.
Losing a whole year.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. It's one of those songs that I love so much that this song has like, it's like it has two catchphrases. You know what I mean? Like it has two like grand opus lines. In a way,
the other one being,
I remember you and me, you suspend the whole goddamn day in bed. And that's interesting. Like, it's like a year and a day. They're both happening. Like, it's like the days are accumulating into an entire year. And the phrase losing a whole year is like sung in this way different, like, what is that? Like key? To that gives it like a
falsetto.
It feels like a blanket over the song.
Ooh, I like that.
It's incredible. Oh,
well, and it's
so
like,
good.
So, like, what I love about I Remember You and Me Used to Spend the Whole Goddamn Day in Bed is that it's like, I love when things like take a moment of like sadness or depression or like listlessness or. Like a moment in your life when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing or something
and
romanticizing it. Like actually just the other night I was having dinner with my sister and we were talking about how like the experience of like when you're in college, like or like for both of us, it felt like when we were in college, we remember feeling like we were like kind of like miserable at the time, but also having the time of our lives and also like nostalgic for it, like while it was happening almost.
Oh my God,
like all of that shit like mashed together. And this song makes me think about that. Like, yeah, being nostalgic for like, yeah, just like lying around.
Totally. Oh my God. Well, two things. One is I didn't even think about it as, the beginnings of an I Remember poem until now, which is like so cool. Like like Joe Brainard.
Yeah. Like, I remember.
Yeah. So it's like, that's an incredible, like if you came up with that in an I Remember poem, like that's pretty good. Although maybe it wouldn't be as good if it was not.
It would be good.
It
would be good if that was a line in I Remember.
Goddamn day in bed. Yeah. It's a pretty rich line. But like what you were saying too, like it's like, I think it's really, yeah, it's like this nostalgia. And then it's also like, I feel like it's like elevating, it's kind of like what Semi-Charmed Life is doing, but in a totally different way. It's like elevating this like decadent, like grossness.
Yeah.
And like, it's almost like even when they go, the most extreme to me of that in the song is when it just starts going in bed. like repeating it at the end. Yeah. It's like now we're like crescendoing on this like concept of spending a whole day in bed. It feels almost like sacrilegious. Like it's like raising the idea of spending the whole day in bed to this like extreme height.
Yeah. Of it's idolatry.
Worship. Yes, totally. Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's no, so not idolatry, like idolatry.
All idolatry. Yeah, I don't know what the word is.
It's idolatry, yeah. But of being idle.
Ooh, right. True. Oh my God, it's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the screaming of why?
Oh God. Incredible. So good. Yeah, it's weird. Like, oh, because it's like, what's the other thing that, oh my God.
Which thing?
The song's incredible. I'm just looking at the lyrics. Because when he says, because it's like his voice kind of does the same thing that it does with, I remember you and me used to spend the whole goddamn day in bed with another line.
Yeah, it's, and now I realize that you never heard one goddamn word I ever said.
Yes. That's really good. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know why. This is a stupid thing to note, but when I listen to the song, I almost like I was imagining there's like a moment where it like goes off its rocker even more in that direction, and I was a little sad that it only existed in my mind. Like I'd like the like the kind of like what's the word? Like the word for like when you're driving and pick up speed.
Momentum?
Yeah, the momentum of like how he just like says those things.
Yeah.
Like it's like, yeah, like I remember you and me used to spend the whole goddamn day in bed. Hiding in your room, we'd lay like dogs and the phone would ring like a joke that's left unsaid. Like it's just like feels like there's just like a very like pleasing momentum to it.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, a similar thing when like lyrics feel like they go beyond the end of the line or something like that. But in a good way, like it feels like the speaker has so much to say that it's like bubbling over or something.
Right. This drama is a bore and I don't want to play no more. Why? Yeah, like he is screaming why, which is so good. I always kind of thought he was screaming like no more, but it doesn't matter either way. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening with this relationship. I took your stuff and put it in the basement. When I found out what the smile on your face meant, I've seen you pop that check big, craning your neck at my car wreck, and it always seems the juice used to flow. In the car, in the kitchen, you were good to go. Now we're stuck with the tube. Wow. A sink full of dishes and some aqua lube. Really something.
We've really grown up.
Like, it's weird. It's like he's like critiquing where their relationship has ended up, I guess.
Yeah.
Sexual lubrication.
Is like standing in for like... emotional lubrication or like
if it's not the defense then you're on the attack when you start talking I need a Prozac. That's pretty funny.
The lyrics I'm looking at say I hear the Prozac.
I don't like that. I think that's fake. Come on. I think he says when you start talking excuse me, I'm choking. She's the Prozac.
Like he hears like the influence of the Prozac.
Oh, I see.
Is how I've thought of it.
I like that. I thought he said, when you start talking, I need a Prozac, which is a really good diss.
It is a good diss.
I don't know. It's weird. I guess it's like he no longer has like, he no longer holds this person in the same regard. He wants to like shit on her in some like pretty mean ways, I would say.
Yeah. But it's true that like what we were talking about at the beginning of the song, like the cosmicness of the phrase losing a whole year, it sort of makes all the like it's like we've zoomed so far out I need to use like a telescope to see the relationship.
Like, yeah, it's almost like you don't want to look when he starts talking. It's like I don't want to talk to hear about like your specifics. Petty like complaints about this person.
Yeah. Because,
yeah, like you said, like this the speaker is like a dick and probably the singer.
Yeah. Seems like
and
a dick.
Like, but I don't know. What, but yeah, it's like you want to just kind of enjoy the like the space of like the elevated space that you're talking about.
Outer space.
Oh my God.
I remember you and me used to spend the whole, you could, that line is like, yeah, if you get a song with that, that's good. You don't have to, you wrote that song. It's good.
Right. No, it's good work. So good. Yeah. And it's like, so they spent the whole day in bed 365 times.
Yep. And then it was over. Exactly 1 year.
Incredible. Oh my God. Amazing. That's luxurious. Like, I've never spent the whole day in bed.
You haven't?
I don't think
I've had
so.
Days like that.
I guess I maybe have. Like, I guess you could say, I remember you and me used to spend the whole goddamn day in bed, and it would be true.
Yeah, I have like, a few days like that in my life.
Yeah.
With another human.
Yeah, like with another person. Like, I don't, but it's like, it didn't feel like it. Like in this song, it feels like they decided to spend the whole day in bed.
Oh, I don't think of it that way. I feel like it feels like,
it's like that decadent.
It's a version of decadence that's also depression. It's like, we're not getting out of bed. We're just not like, it's not like there's even necessarily a lot of fun happening in
that. Right, right.
It's like, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Oh, incredible.
It's nice to luxuriate in that once in a while.
Yeah, totally.
I'm getting sad just thinking about it.
Amazing.
Any other Third Eye Blind thoughts?
I don't think so. I think that's basically it.
Thanks for joining us on Third Eye Blind Week. You can listen to us on all the usual places. Please review our podcast. We'd love to know what you think, I think. And our theme song is Golden West Service featuring Shreddy Vedder. We'll catch you on the next episode.